Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Tightly, this station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, way down the roots. The roots on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, the 16th of May. Heading fast for summer and Memorial Day weekend. Hard to believe, 2022. Time is flying, and I just don't know if we're going to make it to the November elections. I'm not kidding, and I know we're not going to make it to 2024. That's going to be one of the columns I'm writing in upcoming days. I'm also going to write a column called Ultra Biden. Biden called us Ultra MAGA. What does Ultra MAGA represent? Well, the greatest economy in history, greatest growth for middle class incomes in history, lowest unemployment for blacks and Latinos in history. Everything about Ultra MAGA is good, which is why we're laughing. He had Biden hired some company, and they spent 6 months to come up with something derogatory to attack us with, and they came up with Ultra MAGA. And at this moment, conservatives around the country are buying up Ultra MAGA shirts, Ultra MAGA baseball caps, Ultra MAGA jackets. We love the title. We are Ultra MAGA. But now I'm going to write a column, what actually defines Ultra Biden? And what defines Ultra Biden is the worst economy in history and a crashing stock market and an open border and massive inflation and no baby formula and the highest grocery prices ever and the highest gas prices ever and a disaster everywhere in the world, from Afghanistan to Ukraine. Disaster because of Joe Biden. On the verge of World War III because of Joe Biden. Censorship and a ministry of misinformation because of Joe Biden. My God, Ultra Biden could be the worst, most disgusting, most vomitable. Is that a word? Vomitable? I don't know. I just made it up. If it isn't, it should be. Ultra Biden is the word that makes everyone vomit upon impact. What's going on in this world is incredible. Let me get to really important issues first, because it's just first on my desk, but it's important. A new poll is out in battleground states, and transgenderism faces strong opposition among swing state voters. Duh, you think? According to a new poll conducted in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, issues related to transgenderism, such as participation of men in women's sports, sex changes for minors without parental notification, face strong opposition among swing state voters. I said this from day one, and when I heard people like, well, isn't it Governor Hogan of Maryland? He thinks he's going to be the next president of the United States. This fat, unattractive, delusional, rhino loser thinks he's going to be the president of the United States because he's a liberal Republican who hates Trump. And his response when he heard DeSantis was going after Disney over transgender issues, what a horrible thing. How could we get involved in that? DeSantis is crazy. And my reaction was, wow, is DeSantis brilliant. This is the single greatest issue in the history of the Republican Party. Transgenderism in school, transgender ideology, transgender indoctrination, transgender brainwashing, sexual identity indoctrination, secret closets at school, so that little boys can come to school and then in boys' clothes, fool their mom and dad and then get into girls' clothes all day and then go back into boys' clothes when they go home to mom and dad. hoping to convert them into girls? How sickening, how disgusting, how revolting. I stand for the American people. I stand with the American people. I represent the American people. We all collectively vomit at the idea of little boys being girls and dressing as girls. This is the greatest issue we've ever had. And good old Governor Hogan of Maryland should shut his freaking fat obese mouth. You loser who doesn't have a clue what people think. Donald Trump knows what people think for the most part. And Ron DeSantis knows what people think. And there aren't too many others who do. Wayne Root does. And let me tell you, there's no parent in America who sits around going, I hope my boy becomes a girl. All right, let's get to even more important stuff. That was important from the standpoint of winning elections. Republicans are on the right track. If you stick to cultural, controversial issues like transgender brainwashing and critical race theory, white people are evil, America's evil. America's history is evil. All American white people should apologize and be ashamed of our background. Stick to those issues and we win a massive landslide come November. But the other big news is two prominent Democrats suffered strokes this weekend. A U.S. Senator, Chris Van Hollen, from Maryland, of all places, again, Maryland, where people are so out of touch. In Maryland, they could look at a penis and they would think it was a vagina. That's how out of touch Maryland is. It sounds like the people in Maryland, Democrats and Republicans, at least the leaders, don't know anything about what the American people think. Delusional, stupid, blind, deaf, and really dumb. But Senator Chris Van Hollen, 63, has a stroke. And John Fetterman, running for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, the Democrat frontrunner, 52 years old, who has announced he's triple jabbed, has a stroke. And you know Chris Van Hollen was triple jabbed. Come on. Every Democrat senator in America is triple jabbed. Why did two prominent Democrat politicians have strokes this weekend? Duh! Is there anyone who doesn't know? So listen, let me tell you some exciting news that happened this morning. I found out this morning that I will be inducted into the Nevada Broadcasting Hall of Fame. There'll be a big gala event in October, but I already received the news in the email today that I'm going to be inducted into the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And let me tell you, it's well-earned. Well-earned, because I'm the only guy telling the truth in the entire state of Nevada. Nobody wants to hear it except Trump voters. They want to hear truth. You know what I just watched today? Nuclear Meltdown, 3 Mile Island. A true documentary about what happened in Pennsylvania in the 1970s at 3 Mile Island. And you know what the takeaway was? And I think I said this Friday about the Holocaust, because I'm a Jew, and I said Friday, I believe I said on my show Friday, that the takeaway from the Holocaust, above all else, is government is not on your side. Government doesn't have your best interests in mind. You're a fool if you believe government, listen to government, or do what government says. Matter of fact, you should always do the opposite government says. That's the lesson that should have been learned by my fellow Jewish people. Unfortunately, they're all Democrats, so they learned the wrong lesson, the complete wrong lesson. Because they became Democrats, which means they're a party of bigger government, and they actually think government's always right, and they believe what government tells them. No one, doesn't matter if you're Jewish, Christian, Muslim, doesn't matter if you're white or black, man or female, gay or straight, no one should trust government or listen to government. So I'm sitting in my gym today, right? I work out, you know, 90 minutes every single day. So to do it, I have to watch something interesting that engages me while I work out, then I'll feel the workout pain, right? Feel no pain. It's great. And I get in great knowledge in my brain. And so I was watching the Nuclear Meltdown of 3 Mile Island documentary. And the greatest takeaway was all these women, these mothers they showed, who said, you know, I started out believing government was always right. I couldn't believe it when there were protests about the Vietnam War, that people would actually burn American flags and spit on the government and say the government's bad and the government's lying, and they accused the government of lying about everything involving the Vietnam War. And I was shocked and I was saddened and I was angry. And then I believed everything the government told me about 3 Mile Island, and then me and my family could have died. The government lied about everything. Now I don't believe it. I will never again believe anything government says. mother after mother on that show, on that documentary, said the government lied to us about Three Mile Island, and now I'm in the protest like the Vietnam War people were, and I don't believe a word government says, and I will never again believe a word government says. Everyone in America should be forced to watch this documentary. Because after you watch it, you know, government lies about everything, and big corporations lie about everything, like a big nuclear power corporation. What do you think Big Pharma does? They lie about everything. What do you think our government is doing now about the COVID vaccines? They lie about everything. And if you know what happened to Three Mile Island, and you know what happened to Vietnam, government lied about everything. If you think it's different now, you're a fool. You're a naive, blind, deaf, dumb fool. Government is lying to you about everything. They're lying about a stolen election, which was stolen, and they claim you're not even allowed to talk about it because they know it was stolen, obviously. And they're lying about the COVID vaccine, and the media lies with them. The politicians lie with them, and the big corporations lie. And you have to learn to not trust liars and frauds who are out for their own good and to protect their own asses and to get rich. They're liars. So now you have two, a U.S. senator and a U.S. Senate candidate in Pennsylvania and Maryland who both have strokes in the same weekend, both young guys. And they're both obviously triple vaccinated. And at the same time that's happening, a new report is out, a new survey by really brilliant scientists who got it right down to the millimeter. And they say that over 500,000 Americans have been killed by the COVID vaccines. 500,000 Americans are dead from the COVID vaccines. The latest VAERS numbers are out. Almost 30,000 are dead. And Columbia University studied it, and they said over the last 40 years of the VAERS report, vaccine adverse event reporting system, you always have to multiply by at least 20 or higher. So multiply 30,000 dead times 20, that's 600,000 dead. No wonder the survey came up with a detailed number of 500,000 dead from the COVID vaccine. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called Steels and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecue, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wayne Allyn, welcome back. You know, in that first segment, I got so worked up about all the terrible things going on, the ultra-Biden economy and the ultra-Biden policies and ultra-Biden philosophy, which is the wanton destruction and the purposeful, intentional destruction of the United States of America. I really didn't give enough time to reflecting on me being inducted into the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame. So I did want to give that a second here, and I wanted to say thank you to all of you. You're the reason that happened. I had a few people who texted me in the break that said, Wayne, you talked about it for like 1 second. You just made the Hall of Fame, buddy. Come on, give it a little time. People want to hear about it, so here I am talking about it. Thank you for snapping me out of my anger, my root rant mentality, where I just want to rant about these crazy people out to destroy the country. But you got to sit back sometimes and reflect on some nice things. And, okay, Chris, I get it. Nice music.
No. You're getting the proper Hall of Fame treatment, my friend, because you've earned it. Go on.
I guarantee you this much. I'm the only person in the history of the United States of America to be inducted into the Las Vegas Walk of Fame for my sports handicapping career and to be inducted into the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame for my conservative talk radio career. Certainly nobody has ever done that in the history of the United States of America. And I'm very proud of that. I'm very honored. Thank you to the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame and the Nevada Broadcasters. And also, thank you to all of you, because I'm nothing without any of you. Without you listening, I'm nothing. But we dominate here in afternoon drive time, and we dominate with every conservative in this city, Las Vegas, in this state, Nevada. I'm the only broadcaster I know of in the whole state that broadcasts all over the state, in every city, from here to Reno and Carson City and all the little cities in between. The little wonderful cities in the rurals of Nevada where people are truly conservative and still believe in America and the American dream and capitalism. And so all of you are the reason I am in the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and I will be inducted actually officially in October, but I got the letter today. So thank you. Nobody's ever done it in both gambling and conservative talk radio. It's a pretty amazing legacy to leave. And I worked hard for it. Let me tell you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I'm trying to save this country. Thank all of you. God bless you. The sponsor of this show, Goldgate Capital, and by the way, we signed another new sponsor today. You know, it's just, who else does this? These are all people that listen to the show, believe in me, Wayne Allyn Root, and say, I want to advertise on your show. And then, boom, I tell them the cost, and boom, they're on the show. They pay the bill. They sign the front of the checks. All of you get to listen for free. But we keep getting advertiser after advertiser after advertiser, even in the midst of what looks like a Biden Great Depression. Even as the world is falling apart, everybody wants to get on this show and sponsor this show because so many people are listening. But we have a new one we'll announce in the next few days. Goldgate Capital, though, is the one at hand right now, sponsor of this hour of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up, because it could happen right here. First of all, did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. Everyone knows inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt's over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. They just announced today Russia and China may do a gold-backed reserve currency, which would just devastate the United States' world reserve currency. And if that happens, there is no bottom to what will happen to the United States economy. A financial nightmare is coming. You could feel it. You could see it. It's in your gut. That's why I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And if you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you $15,000 up to $15,000. That's an important thing. Up to $15,000 of free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today, and you can get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call them for the details. Call now, toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. And obviously, it's not a trick. It's not anything bad. You get up to $15,000 in free silver based on how much you order. And you can order a lot based on having money in your IRA right now or your SEP IRA right now. So it's not like you have to take it out of your salary this year. You might have put money in an IRA for the last 20 years. So put a large chunk into silver or gold and get up to $15,000 in free silver from Goldgate Capital, 855-770-GOLD. So a couple of good things happened today. Let me get into a couple of good things. Judge rules that a law requiring more women on corporate boards is unconstitutional. This is a California law requiring a public company to, not even a public company, excuse me, all corporate boards have to have women on the board. You know what? I love women. And I don't mind women on a board. I don't mind women as a CEO. I mind you telling me that I have to pick a woman, whether she's the most qualified or not. That's disgusting. That's un-American. So thank God. And another big ruling, I'll tell you about it when we get back. Supreme Court made a big ruling in our favor today.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will travel to Buffalo, New York Tuesday to pay respect to the victims of the supermarket mass shooting.
paying tribute to the Buffalo police officer, Aaron Slater, who gave his life trying to save others when a gunman shot and killed 10 innocent people in a grocery store in Buffalo on Saturday.
During a Medal of Valor ceremony at the White House, Biden paying tribute to the officer, the White House says President Biden will be there to mourn with the community. Illegal immigrants only have limited grounds to appeal deportation orders to the federal courts. The Supreme Court ruled Monday in a decision in which conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch led the dissent, joined by his three Democrat-appointed colleagues. The ruling does not affect the ability of the courts to weigh in on cases involving matters of law. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendover.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wayne Allyn-Root, welcome back to the show. Lots of things going on today. Big day. Big day. Big day for me personally, making the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame, but big day for the country. A lot of good things, a lot of bad things. I want to mention real quick before I get to my guest, Ben Armstrong, that I mentioned that there was a ruling involving women on corporate boards is unconstitutional in California. That was a Los Angeles Superior Court judge who ruled you can't have a law increasing the membership of women on corporate boards. It's unconstitutional and violates the right to equal treatment. Of course it does. I'd love women on my board. Find me a great qualified woman, you'll be on my board, but you have no right to force me to find a person who's qualified or not just because they're a woman. And number two, the Supreme Court limited how illegal immigrants can appeal deportation rulings. So they severely limited how an illegal immigrant could appeal deportation rulings. That's the good news. The bad news is it was a 5-4. Bill Gorsuch went to the evil side and joined three Democrat-appointed colleagues and voted against it. So can you believe it? That means that Roberts, who I hate and I despise, and I believe he's a fraud, and I believe he's probably either being blackmailed or he's just lied from the beginning what he was. Roberts ruled with us, and Neil Gorsuch, went against us. Unbelievable. But we won 5-4, and it now is much harder for an illegal alien, I think is the better word, to appeal their deportations. That's good. Steals and Deals, LV.com, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. People always say, you know, they complain and they go, Wayne, you have a lot of live reads and a lot of sponsors. Guess what? That means my show is healthy and everybody wants to pay for it. And you don't have to because they signed the front of the checks. Don't complain. Steals and Deals, LV.com. is my buddy John Silberman, who built this magnificent business here in Vegas, and it's blown up huge for Vegas consumers. And now they ship nationwide, so anywhere you are, you can get great deals. It's called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. Stealsanddealslv.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail. They'll beat any legitimate price. And now they happen to be moving their warehouse, so it's kind of anything goes, and it's going to be 50 to 80% off any product you want. There's so many great products. It doesn't matter if it's your home, your office, your patio. It doesn't matter if it's your kitchen, your bedroom, your dining room, your living room, outdoors. They've got pianos. They've got baby cribs. They've got barbecues, smokers, lawnmowers, automotive parts, bed frames, sofas, microwave ovens, refrigerators, wheelchairs. You name it, they've got it all, and now it's a blowout sale. Anything goes and everything will go because they're moving their warehouse 50 to 80% off. So just go to stealsanddealslv.com online or call them at 725-260-3337. They'll tell you if they've got the product you want at the price you want. 725-260-3337, stealsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. So we've got our guest here who's fast become one of my favorite guests. I really love him. He is such a smart guy, and he comes up with such great stats. Ben Armstrong is the host of the Ben Armstrong Show, and you can find that show at thenewamerican.com. Hey, Ben, there's so few people who do what you and I do, which is tell the truth, despite, you know, the mainstream media calling us liars and conspiracy theorists. We tell it like it is, and it brings a lot of fans to our side, and I know that you are winning over lots and lots of people, and I love having you on the show. Welcome back.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. But I get the honor of being one of the first to congratulate you on your induction to the Nevada Hall of Fame, Broadcasters Hall of Fame. That is so awesome. I'm so happy for you. I know people don't understand in broadcasting, if they're not in broadcasting. It's very special because it's other broadcasters saying, this guy's great. And that's special. And so you deserve it because your career has been all over the place, and you've shown you can succeed in broadcasting no matter what it is. So it's well-deserved. Congratulations, Wayne.
Thank you. Yeah, I started out in sports and sports gambling a long time ago. That was all I did. For 30 years, that's all I did. And then I shifted over to politics, won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination, and then used that as a springboard to, you know, become a guest on Fox News all the time and then to get my own national show, and everything has gone from there. So a very lucky man. God bless America. The American dream is alive only in America. And you're not one of the first. You are the first on the show to congratulate me, the first guest to know about it and to congratulate me. So thank you for being there as the first guest who knows about this, which is fitting because you're becoming one of my favorite guests. So good stuff, Ben. So let's talk about COVID a little bit. I know you want to talk about hepatitis and the ties to COVID. I want to get to that in 1 second, but I want to say something else to you. So this weekend, you know that the U.S. Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, I think it's Fetterman, he winds up with a stroke. He's a young guy, 52 years old. You know that the U.S. Senator of Maryland winds up with a stroke. He's a fairly young guy, same basic age as me, early 60s. These guys should not be stroking, and they're getting strokes, and they're all Democrats, and they've all gotten triple vaxxed. You and I both know that. So now you've got all these prominent Democrat politicians having strokes, and we know they're going to have heart attacks, and we know what the numbers are on the ground. I just want to get your thoughts, the two in one weekend like that, who are prominent Democrats, your thoughts.
Here's the problem. It's so easy for the other side to say, it's not the vaccine, because strokes happen. And that's the problem, is the vaccine is hard to prove to some people that it's doing this, because what they don't understand what the vaccine actually does. The vaccine lowers your immune system, your white blood cell counts. It has to do this. The manufacturers will admit that it does this, because mRNA technology is rejected by your body. Your body would reject the mRNA technology. I just was hearing Dr. Robert Malone, who's the pioneer, the guy who invented it, who's against these mRNA vaccines, yet he pioneered this technology, was saying they stopped in the 90s from going forward, he did, personally, because of the inflammation that would happen. But in order to get around the inflammation is your body is fighting it off and killing what they're trying to put in your body. They lower your immune system. And that ties into what you're talking about with the strokes, besides the blood clotting. Any sickness could kill you, and how do you prove it when it's not COVID killing you? It might not even technically be the vaccine killing you. It's the vaccine can also lower your immune system, which it has to do. And if you get jabbed 2, 3, 4 times, your immune system, it's being proven now, is starting to say, what's the use of me doing what I'm supposed to do? It gets lowered, and it leaves you open to dying. Now, the aneurysms or the strokes, and that's the blood clotting. That's slightly different than the lowering of the immune system. That's blood clotting going on. Go look, the FDA, the CDC, they all admit that these things are producing blood clots. So if you're susceptible to something like blood clotting and you get the vaccine, you are increasing your chances that something like that might happen. Now, there's a chance that that person could have gotten a stroke naturally, and they were going to do it. But here's how we know it's the vaccine. The insurance company stats have shown beyond any doubt that we have had an all-cause mortality rise of around 40%. That is a game, set, match. So, yeah, we don't know for sure. I can't prove for sure that the vaccine did that to them, but when I can see that in the 2021, especially in the third quarter of 2021, a 40% rise in all-cause mortality in people in an age group that would not die of COVID-19. Understand, these are working age people who
right.
would just get sick. They wouldn't die of COVID-19, so you can't even say it's COVID-19. That's 100% proof that it's not coincidence that your relative got it. The vaccine probably did it to them. Some people it's a coincidence, but a lot of people it's not.
All right, so let me mention a few things. First of all, you know, I got married last November, and to beautiful Cindy Parker, who's now Cindy Parker Root, and I can say since the wedding, I believe the number stands at 19 people who were either at my wedding or invited to my wedding, close friends, are either dead or had massive heart attacks or massive strokes. 19 people. Ben, that number's beyond belief. That number is beyond coincidence. That number reminds me of Chris, what did I say that name was of that place? Love Canal. Love Canal in Buffalo, New York area in the 1970s. All those kids were dying of cancer, and they said, oh, there's no connection at all to the company that used to dump toxic waste underneath our homes. No connection at all. And then they eventually proved the connection. Ben, 19 people. people that were invited to my wedding or went to my wedding are dead or had massive heart attacks or massive strokes. That number is huge. I've never seen politicians in their 50s and 60s have strokes. I've never seen so many Hollywood people have strokes and heart attacks on the set of their films. And I've never seen so many athletes drop dead all around the world in their 20s of heart attacks and strokes on the field while playing soccer. I've never seen two young black basketball players in high school die within an hour of each other on different ends of the United States. Both teenagers, both vaccinated, drop dead on the basketball court. And Ed Dowd, who I'm sure you know, Ed, the great hedge fund manager, says that the millennial deaths are up 84%. So that's my counter to anybody who tells me, oh, well, that one wasn't because of the vaccine. My gosh.
Well, 100%. And I'll give you a sneak preview. I usually don't know already what my show is going to be for tomorrow, but I do. And tomorrow I'm going to have a show on this stat. And this comes from The Exposé, who does a great job of looking
at this. Yes, yes, I know The Exposé, yes.
Okay, according to the Office of National Statistics.
Ben, let's leave everybody on the edge here, because we're going to a quick break, and then we'll tell it the minute they get back. And I also want to know if you heard about the survey that just came out, a survey done by a brilliant statistician, and he applied all these things, these names, I don't know. They used 400 independent observers. They satisfied all five Bradford Hill criteria applicable to vaccines. I never heard of any of this stuff. But the survey shows there's over 500,000 killed by the COVID vaccine so far. 500,000. And I don't doubt that number. But when we get back, I want to hear what Ben's got. And I want to tell you where they came up with this number. And we'll talk some more about the vaccines and other stuff going on, including hepatitis in young kids. Is that coming from the vaccine? If you're a parent with a young kid, you're going to want to stay tuned. Ben Armstrong back with Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back. War. Wayne Allyn Root for SealsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SealsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. SealsAndDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product. TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio. Microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecue, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SealsAndDealsLV.com has them all. Liquidation sale, 50 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SealsAndDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SealsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SealsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people, just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. You all know that I never start a segment without a live read. I have so many live reads to get in from all these wonderful sponsors. I'm going to skip a live read in this segment because I'm so fascinated by what Ben Armstrong has to say. And by the way, hey, Ben, do you realize this just came across my desk? New York City issues alert advising masks be worn indoors as city teeters on the edge of high transmission. Can you believe they want to go back to masks again?
It's unbelievable, and they don't want to give up their power. But if people keep leading like you did during the mask situation,
and you
tried to, I really did. I did not wear masks, and I got kicked out of stores, and I constantly got kicked out. If we can get 30% of the people to say screw you, even though 70% will blindly follow, that 30% will lead, and they'll never get it back the way they want. They might in New York or L.A., but that's about it. And so just keep saying screw you, and we'll be okay.
Well, do you realize at the exact moment that they come out with that, you know, that emergency message, got to go back to masks in New York City, a study finds positive correlation between higher mask usage and COVID death. Of course it does. If you're getting no oxygen and you're breathing in the COVID germs of your own breath going back into your lungs again and again and again, every time you cough, you breathe that poison back into your lungs. Of course you're going to get sick and die. Of course masks lead to more death, not less death. This is just common sense science, isn't it?
Well, and the vaccine leads to more death, and that's the headline that I'm going to be having tomorrow.
So go. I can't wait to hear this. Go. Tell us.
Okay. According to the Office for National Statistics, and I think this is from the UK, the expose reported, fully vaccinated young adults are 92% more likely to die than unvaccinated. And this is not, this is what's key. This is not because there are more vaccinated people than unvaccinated people. This is a study showing out of 100,000 vaccinated to 100,000 unvaccinated, if you are fully vaxxed and a young adult who has no danger of dying of COVID at all, but you get the vaccine, you're fully vaxxed, 92% more likely to die than an unvaccinated person. How do they get around these stats? I don't know, because they're overwhelming.
Yeah, and pretty much every stat that I quote is from either the UK, Scotland, Wales, or Ireland, because it seems like those are the governments that, even though they're demanding vaccines, which is really strange, they're also honest in that their versions of the CDC do at least release these numbers involving how many people are dying and immune sick and immune damaged from the vaccine. All the numbers come from there. The United States, our CDC, is not forthcoming with those numbers. They're liars. They cover up those numbers, and you don't get to see them other than the VAERS list. And so most of my stats do come from England and around that area. But I will say that's been the argument of others when I get in a debate. They say, well, of course more people are dying who are vaccinated because more people are now vaccinated. It's almost all vaccinated people. And I go, so what? Wasn't the vaccine supposed to stop you from dying, you moron? If it doesn't stop you from dying, how is it effective if everyone who gets the vaccine gets COVID and many of them die? How is that a good vaccine? If I gave you a polio vaccine, Ben, and I gave you four polio vaccines, and you still got polio, would you go, what a success?
I know. But it's worse than that. It doesn't just keep you even. It increases your chances of dying.
Right.
That's what we're finding out. It doesn't even not do anything. It makes it worse.
Well, it makes the COVID odds worse, but it also gives you heart attacks and strokes and blood clots
and
cancer. Yes. You know, and you talked about how good your stat is because it compares 100,000 young people who are vaccinated with 100,000 young people who aren't. Great stat. I think just as deadly on the money as that one is when, what's the name of the lawyer? Comes on my show all the time. I'm drawing a blank for a minute. No, not Dershowitz. The guy who came up with the great stats, and I can't think of his name at this moment. He's a big class action lawyer from Ohio, and he comes on my show. He's been on four or five times, and he speaks at events with me, and I can't remember his name at the moment, but he'll come up with me in a sec. And he's got the Department of Defense numbers, and that's this closed-off society of people in the military who are young and in fantastically fit shape, and that shows that cancer is up 300%. With soldiers who've been vaccinated. 300%. And it's not tiny numbers, Ben. He said that the numbers were the average year out of 1.5 million in the military, about 30,000 get cancer in an average year. And last year, the first year of the vaccine, 130,000 got cancer.
It's unbelievable. And you know why?
Thomas Renz, by the way. Thomas Renz. That's the lawyer's name.
Yes. You know why we get more information out of the U.K. than we do in the United States covering up? Because the U.K. doesn't have Dr. Fauci, who funded COVID-19,
right.
The creation
right.
of it.
There you go.
That's
there
why.
Go.
And he's right, covering everything up because he's behind the whole thing.
So Ben, we got, what do we have left, Chris? Like 2 minutes or less? Minute 10. So here's what I want to do. It's in the history of my show, I've only kept people on three segments like five times in the history of my show. 6 years on national radio, five times. You're going to be, if you can stay, can you stay for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I want to keep you on because I want to talk about hepatitis in young people and where you see the connection with the COVID vaccine. So stay tuned. We're coming up with another hour of the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and we'll have Ben Armstrong talking about COVID vaccine and the connection to young children around the world getting hepatitis. He is host of the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. The Root's on fire. We shall be right back.
Silver. Timber has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Four.